That was James mentioned in the news report just now, and it's being talked about everywhere right now. There was a church explosion yesterday, one of Europe's most iconic religious landmark, the Notre Dame or Notre Dame, was on fire yesterday, and it lasted for about a total of 8 hours before the French firefighters were able to put out the flames. And this happened in Paris, and the church is about 800 years old and was allegedly set on fire by accident while renovation were being done to it. So apparently they were renovating this church in Paris, and church been about 800 years. That's a long time. And allegedly it was set on fire by accident. And a big deal. Apparently a big deal. My concern is Christianity is under attack, and you don't hear a lot about it. Things are happening to Christians all the time in this country and around the world, but you just don't hear about it. So I'm wondering out loud. Excuse me. I wondered out loud, is this a fire in Paris? Was it deliberate? Deliberately? Did someone do it? Was it an attack on Christianity once again, and they're covering it up? I don't know, but it definitely made me wonder, because Christians are under attack, and it's not being talked about a lot. I've thought about this, and I wondered, why is it that Christianity is under attack, as well as white people under attack? And you don't hear a lot about it. But if a so-called people of color, whatever color, Muslims or whatever, if this, something like this or anything should happen with them, that's all we talk about. You hear a lot about it. And I'm also wondering out loud, why is it that the Christians are not really demonstrating, promoting it, and talking about it when things happen to Christians and to white Americans? It's no wonder these things are allowed to happen, because there's no real outcry about it. If the media doesn't say something about it, then it's not talked about or dealt with. I don't know what to deal with this church in Paris, but it made me wonder. I really did. I'm sure a lot of other people wondered about it, and they're going to accept whatever they're being told about it, but I wonder. According to the Daily Mail, the French President Emmanuel Macron said it was unfortunate that this happened on Holy Week. Yep, because this is leading up to Easter. Easter is this coming weekend. But that they will rebuild this church. Here we go.
Le pire a été évité, même si la bataille n'est pas encore totalement gagnée. Les prochaines heures seront difficiles, mais grâce à leur courage, la façade et les deux tours principales ne se sont pas effondrées. Alors je veux ce soir avoir, bien entendu, avant tout, une pensée pour les catholiques de France et partout à travers le monde, en particulier en cette semaine sainte.
So what he was saying is unfortunate it happened, and that they will rebuild. I've noticed over the years that Christianity is so passive now that the Christians have allowed the children of the lie to weaken Jesus and his movement. They make him seem like a beta male now. And it's just amazing what has happened to Christianity over the years. And I know it's because the Christians are not strong. The men of Christianity are not strong anymore. They don't speak up. They don't deal with issues. They allow Christianity to be controlled by the women. And as a result, it has gotten very weak. You even have a radical homosexual running for president, a Democrat, who claimed to be a Christian. And he claimed to be married to some guy. And there's not a real outcry about that at all. It's been accepted. And so Christianity is becoming very weak. And as a result of that, these types and other things can happen to Christians, and nothing really being said about it. Someone may mention it, but that's about it. It's amazing to see it, but when I was growing up, this would not be. No way some man or woman would call themselves a homosexual or lesbian and run for president. No way, or Congress or any other position. But now that Jerry Falwell and all those guys are gone, these things are coming about because the blacks who claim to be Christians, the men and women who claim to be Christians, don't have the authority. They're like subject to all evil things. Excuse me. They're subject to all evil things, just allergy things. See you here. I'll be glad when spring is over. But they're subject. So Jerry Falwell and all those guys who used to really defend Christianity, they are now gone. And there is no one out there who can really stand up for Christianity anymore. So it's falling apart. The Great White Hope commented on the tragedy at a tax day event in Minnesota. This is from C-SPAN. The president shared his appreciation for the church with the press.
It was burning at a level that you rarely see a fire burn. It's one of the great treasures of the world, the greatest artists in the world. Probably, if you think about it, I would say, Jovita, it might be greater than almost any museum in the world, and it's burning very badly. It looks like it's burning to the ground. That puts a damper on what we're about to say, to be honest, because that is beyond countries. That's beyond anything. That's a part of our growing up. It's a part of our culture. It's a part of our lives. That's a truly great cathedral. And I've been there and I've seen it, and there's no cathedral. I think I could say there's probably no cathedral in the world like it. It's a terrible scene.
When you say a part of our culture, he means the Western culture. I was in thinking about this. I believe it was a Catholic. Is this place a Catholic church? It was a Catholic church. And if you notice, the Catholic religion really has no authority anymore. They have a liberal so-called pope. They are for abortion and whatever else you want to do. And so it has no authority anymore. I saw this video. I was happening to be flipping through YouTube last night, and I saw this video of a so-called Muslim imam, whatever you call those people, speaking about the relationship between Muslims and America. And he was saying that unless the Muslims comes in and save America, America is over. And I'm like, wow. So unless the Muslims come in, and if the Muslims save America, you know it's over anyway, because these people hate the Christians and the Jews. And so I wanted to send that to my producer, but I can't work this super stuff, so it didn't happen. I happened to just run across it. And he was talking about the taking over of America by the Muslims in order to save America. And I thought, how can they save America when they don't even save their own countries? Why would they want to come here and save us? And save us from what? I just want to finish up about the fire in Notre Dame that happened in Paris. Some of you know that the church in Paris, Notre Dame Church, was set on fire. And we played, if you didn't hear the first hour of the show, you can podcast all the shows, but you can listen to what I had to say about it earlier this morning. But I do want to just report on the president, the Great White Hope, and a couple other sound bites about that fire at the Notre Dame there in Paris, the Catholic Church. This is from C-SPAN. The president told the press what caused the fire at Notre Dame.
They think it was caused by, at this moment, they don't know, but they think it was caused by renovation. And I hope that's the reason. Renovation, you know, what's that all about? But it's a terrible sight to behold. With that being said, I want to tell you that a lot of progress has been made by our country in the last 2.5 years.
Amazing. According to RT News, there has been an increase in anti-religious and anti-Christian violence in France since the country began accepting refugees in the past. So, anti-Christian folks, the more refugees come into your country, the more Christians will be attacked. You can bank on that. This is from RT News. This was reported February 2019 as the worst month for Christian churches in France since 2015.
According to the French Observatoire de la Christianophobie, February 2019 was the worst month for churches in France since they began collecting data in 2015. But in addition to churches, other public Christian symbols have also been targeted. For example, summit crosses on mountaintops, public crucifixes have been destroyed or vandalized, and public statues of Jesus and the Virgin Mary have been decapitated or destroyed.
So if that's true, and I have no reason to doubt it, why wouldn't this church, the Notre Dame, be an attack? They're not doing anything about the other attacks upon on Christians and around the world today. It's okay to attack Christians, and it's okay to attack white people. How did this happen? You're going to European countries and attacking the very people who allowed you to come. And the reason that Christianity is so under attack, it is the greatest religion on this side of heaven. And these people who are haters of white people, they think that it's the white man's religion. So anything that white people are for, they are against. They are against. And I'm being told that a week before Easter is when hundreds of thousands gather at Notre Dame. So it would be suspicious, folks. What's wrong with y'all? I'm just saying. And last month, according to this report from RT News, one of the largest churches in France was deliberately set on fire, but the incident was largely ignored by the media.
It didn't take long for an investigation to say the attack was deliberate and caused nearly €1 million in damage. But take a closer look at how it was reported by some news wires. The headline reads, "The church briefly catches fire, nobody hurt." Almost a month later, the story doesn't appear to have been updated, suggesting that a deliberate attack on one of Paris's largest churches just wasn't that newsworthy.
Amazing. It breaks my heart to see this happening. I remember when the Taliban took over Iraq. Remember this? One of the things that they did, and there was an old city over there somewhere in Iraq that was a Christian city, but it was very old. Everything was about Christian, the books and the buildings and everything, right? They were still really into it. The first thing that the Taliban did were to destroy everything that was Christian, the churches, the books, the everything, and ran the people off. Sound like this is happening in Europe while the Europeans are being quiet about it and pretending that it's something else. Now, you heard the lady, she just reported on another major church, largest church in France, deliberately sat on fire. That didn't make major, major news. And if it did, it didn't last but a second. But no, the children of God, just sit back. Oh, Christ is coming one day. These are signs that Christ is on the way. So let's just wait. Amazing stuff. The Daily Caller is reporting Notre Dame spire collapsing. That's a tall thing on top. Amazing. I don't see this as an accident. I have no proof yet that it's not, but I can't accept it. I don't give a darn if he does come home, Paul. I won't accept him. And it's amazing how all of this started happening once the Muslims were allowed to invade Europe, as they are America. Wake up before it's too late. Speak up. Get involved. Insist that our government protect we the people instead of the enemies from without. They need to protect the people from within. Amazing stuff.
Strength training with Perry Miller. Europe has the most strict fire codes in the world. 800 years of lighting it by candle and no fire. I don't believe that this was an accident.
I think that you're not going to find too many people who will believe that this was an accident. I mean, and if there's proof of it, they're hiding it so far. But I think most people believe that this might have been a terrorist attack. Or deliberately set.
Truth Wizard, they reported it as an accident right away with no time for an investigation. This reeks of a cover-up. Who could possibly have motive in France, I wonder?
Amazing. Si, senor. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, sign in, ring the bell, and all that good stuff. Do we have a bell to ring?
Yeah.